High-level diplomatic talks between the United States and China have gone off the rails in Alaska, with top officials taking turns to lambast each other in full view of the media. It's being described as the most serious breakdown in US diplomacy since the Cold War, and a clear sign that stormy relations between the two superpowers will continue for some time under President Joe Biden. Our reporter, David Lipson, takes a look at what this means for the region and Australia.
Well, good afternoon.
In Anchorage, an appropriately frosty setting on US soil but equidistant from Beijing and Washington, the diplomatic niceties didn't last long. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken put forth a laundry list of what he called deep concerns about China's actions,
including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
That prompted a 15-minute gesticulating diatribe in response from China's top diplomat, Yang Jieqi, who accused the US of using military force to carry out long-arm jurisdiction and abusing so-called notions of national security to obstruct trade and incite attacks on China.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength. This is not the way to deal with the Chinese people.
As the media started shuffling out as per standard protocol, Secretary of State Blinken waved them back.
Hold on 1 second, please.
So he could publicly respond.
I've spoken to, I think, nearly 100 counterparts from around the world. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're re-engaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan chimed in, warning against lectures and long, winding statements.
We do not see conflict, but we welcome stiff competition, and we will always stand up for our principles, for our people, and for our friends.
In diplomatic terms, it was as bad as it gets.
I can't recall an international meeting since the Cold War between two such powerful and significant players going off the rails so badly, so quickly.
Hugh White is Emeritus Professor of Strategic Studies at Australian National University.
There had been some hope, I think, here and in Beijing, probably as well as elsewhere, that there'd be a kind of settling of tone once the Trump administration had left. But it now feels as if, very much as if, the atmospherics of the US-China relationship are going to be just as bad, or worse, under the Biden administration.
One US official told reporters the Chinese seemed intent on grandstanding and theatrics.
Well, it was theatre, but theatre matters in diplomacy. The way in which you demonstrate to your own people and to the other side and to the rest of the world the kind of relationship you expect to have with another country. And, you know, the American side was showing that they plan to press China on a whole lot of really key issues like Xinjiang and the fate of the Uyghurs, like Hong Kong, like Taiwan. These are, of course, very important issues, but they're issues on which China cannot and will not compromise. And they're pretty well guaranteed that the US-China relationship is going to remain highly adversarial.
What does all of this mean for Australia?
Well, there's the good news and the bad news. The good news is, of course, it's good to hear that America intends to stand up for us. But it's not too clear how exactly this kind of confrontation between America and China helps us very much. It's not quite clear what this does to bring us closer to a world in which Australia doesn't have to choose between America and China. On the contrary, the more intense their confrontation, the more overt and bitter their rivalry, the starker the choices we have to make.
US President Joe Biden's approach to Russia has been even more hostile. In an interview with American ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he was asked about President Vladimir Putin.
You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
President Putin seemed thoroughly unfazed.
You know, I remember in my childhood when we argued in the courtyard, we used to say,
It takes one to know one. Peter Jennings is Executive Director at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. What can we read from Joe Biden's description of the Russian president as a killer?
I think it's a fair description. I think it might almost even be a literal description, David, if you go back to Vladimir Putin's KGB history. We're thankfully now out of a world where an American president seems to be enthralled by such nasty behaviour.
And he says the president is proving wrong his critics, who said he'd be a soft touch on the world stage.
I think he understands that if he's going to play a credible role as American president, he's going to have to be a tough national security president, given the strategic world that we currently face.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, David Lipson reporting.